Other people's weaknesses can really grate on you, can't they? They're like a dripping tap. Drip, drip, drip. Same thing over and over again. And when that happens, don't we just love to tell everyone else about them? But that can get very ugly very quickly. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take a look at our response, yours and mine, to other people's weaknesses from a different perspective. And do stick with me, because very soon I'll be telling you about my latest life application booklet. It's called How to Enter God's Rest, and I'd love to send you a free copy to help you do just that. Live out each day in the peace and the rest of God, whatever life happens to throw at you. It's great to be with you again today. I was in a taxi recently. It was one of those ones that was getting a bit old and rattly to be on the road. Things squeaked and shook as we drove along. Well, fair enough. But the further we drove, well, I realised we were feeling every bump. Obviously, the shock absorbers were shot. They're the bits that kind of cushion the body of the car from the impact of every bump and every pothole. In fact, the better the shock absorbers are, the better the ride. Years ago, before I went into full-time ministry, I owned a really expensive car. It was the most unbelievably smooth ride. It had fantastic shock absorbers. It turns out that relationships are like that too. When we clash with people, as we do, if there's a good shock absorber there, it cushions the blow. The question is, where do you find good shock absorbers for a relationship? This week on the program, we're unpacking that wonderful Yiddish proverb, every generation has to learn for itself that the stove is hot. It's about growing and learning, isn't it? How will we do that? It really impacts the quality of our lives and the lives of those around us. Somehow, you know, sometimes things that we really should know about life fall between the cracks, between the education system and our parents and our family. We don't always really learn all the things that we need to know to live a great life. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. Sometimes patterns of behaviour, entrenched ideas, things we do wrong, rob us of that abundant life. King Solomon was one of the wisest men that ever walked the planet, and 3,000 odd years ago he wrote a book called The Book of Proverbs that was written as a piece of advice to some young men. He was saying, look, I've been around the block, have a listen to this stuff, because your life will be so much better for it. So what we're going to do is tune in on that discussion between Solomon and these young men and sort of say, well, is there anything there for you and me that we can really benefit from here and now, 3,000 years down the track? Yesterday, we saw what we say about other people makes such a difference in relationships. We read this bit from the book of Proverbs, when God blesses his people, their city prospers, but deceitful lies can destroy a city. It's stupid to say bad things about your neighbours. If you're sensible, you'll keep quiet. And a gossip tells everything, but a true friend will keep a secret. It's good advice, isn't it? We can contribute so much to relationships that we're in simply by not criticising people, simply by not gossiping about them. You know, when you and I make a mistake, we don't want the whole world to look at us and say, oh, well, Bernie made a stupid mistake, didn't he? And we really appreciate it when other people who are around us, when they cover for us, or they don't say anything, or they just let us be. We knew we made a mistake. It's good, isn't it, when we have true friends like that. A gossip, on the other hand, tells everything, but a friend will keep a secret. That's the advice that says don't criticise other people. It'll benefit you and it'll benefit them. Keep your trap shut some days, as blunt as that is. Because when we do that, we rob ourselves and we rob other people of God's blessing. That's astounding. That's extraordinary. That's something I can say can rob other people of the blessing that God has planned for them, and certainly rob me of God's blessing for me. We need to learn to control our tongues, and when we're just fit to tell someone else how stupid they are, don't. Keep your mouth closed. Don't rob them and don't rob yourself of God's blessing. But sometimes, at home or at work or socially, we come across someone who just comes out swinging at us. And then what? What can we do then to make a difference? What can we do then that will act like a shock absorber when we clash with that person? That's a good question. Well, Solomon goes on in his book of Proverbs, and it's in chapter 15, verse 1, that he gives us this piece of advice. A kind answer smooths angry feelings, but a harsh word stirs them up. A kind answer smooths angry feelings, but harsh words stir them up. You know, when someone spits out angry words at us, we have a choice. We can give them a kind answer or a harsh response. And the kind answer soothes angry feelings, and a harsh response stirs them up. People feel anger for all sorts of reasons. Sometimes it's quite rational. Sometimes they've been really wronged, and that conjures up a sense of indignation and anger in their hearts. But if they're insecure, the smallest thing can set them off. People can be slighted by such tiny things, even though anger can have a rational component. Very often, anger is really irrational, and people spit out angry words, and they spit them in our direction, and we feel as though we need to spit back. We feel as though we need to protect ourselves. We have a natural reaction, which is, well, I'm going to fight back. We do it so often, but you know something? When someone is having an irrational moment, let me ask you the question, how helpful is it for us to spit anger back in their face? I know there's a powerful kind of, I want to do this, but how good is the result going to be? A kind answer smooths angry feelings, but harsh words stir them up. In other words, we're going to make it worse. If they're having an irrational moment and we decide to have an irrational moment too, watch out. Let me give you an example. Wife comes home and says to her husband, you know something? I'm always at the bottom of your priority list. And her husband says, no, you're not. I'm just so busy, you don't understand my pressure. And it's on for young and old. They have an argument, they have a blue, there are tears, there's anger, they don't talk to each other for a few hours. Let me ask you, what good did that exactly do for anyone? Come on, what good did it do? Why did it happen? The wife says, I feel as though I'm rock bottom of your priority list. And the husband reacts back. Let's replay that situation for a minute. This time, the husband's going to be a shock absorber. A kind answer smooths angry feelings, but harsh words stir them up. The wife says, you know something? I'm always at the bottom of your priorities. The husband says, I want to bite back, but I'm not. I'm going to be the shock absorber here. And so he says, honey, why do you feel that? And the wife spits out all the things that she's feeling at the moment. You know, women need to do that often, a lot more than men do, and it's a really important thing that a woman can do that with her husband and he doesn't rip her head off in the process. And the husband listens to all these things and it feels like accusation after accusation. It feels so unfair, but he says, no, I'm going to be the shock absorber here. She's obviously feeling unloved. So he says, you know something? I love you, but I get busy sometimes doing stuff. Hey, listen, the kids are out at youth group tonight. Why don't we duck down to that little cheap restaurant down the corner and have dinner? It's not rocket science, but it's something we need to learn because when people throw accusations our way, we want to fight back sometimes. But a kind answer soothes angry feelings. Harsh words, on the other hand, stir them up. So when people throw these things at us, we have a decision to make. We can say, well, that's how they feel. I won't always agree with you, but you know something? Today, I'm going to give them a kind word. Today, I'm going to let them express exactly what they feel without me throwing stuff back in their face. Today, I'm going to take God's advice. Today, I'm going to be a shock absorber in this relationship, and I'm going to soothe those angry feelings. Pretty good advice when you think about it. What's been going on these last few years? Man, there are some tired, some exhausted people in this world. God knows that. And with all my heart, I believe He wants to help you through it all. Which is why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest life application booklet, How to Enter God's Rest. There are questions at the end of each chapter to help you kind of chew things over and then really apply God's word right into the realities of your life. Come on, God's word is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that through this booklet, He'll help you live out each day in His peace and His rest, whatever life may throw at you. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different episode. perspective.